Satellite Beach and all points in between.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday to you, and thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together go through and study the Word of God verse by verse. We're in the New Testament. We're in a study, actually something I preached and am in the process of preaching right now, going through the Gospel of Mark in 16 weeks. And that's pretty much a chapter a week, or we're highlighting some part of a chapter each week. Now here today, we're going to be in chapter 3. And we're going to look at the Lord heals a man on the Sabbath. And let's see, where else are we going today? We're also going to look at the unpardonable sin and look at what that is. That's really what we're looking at here on this sermon here today. This will play at least Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, Mark chapter 3. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. I've heard back from a lot of people lately, and I'm so grateful to hearing back from you. Some people have come by Island and visit, and I want to invite you out to Island to visit. Now, we're not going to have a service this Wednesday night because I'll be running a fundraiser this Wednesday here at the radio station, and just won't be able to prepare properly, so we're not going to meet this Wednesday night. Other than that, Sunday mornings at 10:30, love to see you. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. We're going through the book of Genesis, at least the first 11 chapters of Genesis. Brother Fred's going to be teaching that, and I'm there as well. And normally, Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock, we're in the book of Acts chapter 20. We'll be back again the following week. But now, here is part one of this message, the unpardonable sin.
Mark chapter 2, verse 18. Remind me to bring a smaller Bible next week. Now the disciples of John and the Pharisees were fasting. And then they came and said to him, "Why do the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" All right, more legalism. Why aren't you fasting? Why aren't you doing things? Why aren't you doing stuff to please God? You see, doing stuff doesn't please God. Doing stuff doesn't please God. This is what Jesus said. He said, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their what? Their heart is far from me." You want to honor God? Keep the first commandment and the second. Love Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and go out and love your neighbor as yourself. That's how you honor God. At least that's how you start. But on these two hang all the law and the prophets. Verse 19. Now Jesus said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old, the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine in old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the skins and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins. More on legalism in a moment. First off, what is he teaching here? Well, he's teaching that he's introducing something new, but yet something prophesied about in the Old Testament. Now, God promised, Acts 13:41, he says, "Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish. I will work a work in your day, which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you." Okay, listen to this one. Here is some serious new wine, which needs new wineskins. Ezekiel chapter 36, let me read it to you. Ezekiel 36, 25. God speaking says this, "I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Look at that, new heart, new spirit. Verse 37, "I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." I love it. Look at what causes us to walk in his statutes. His spirit on the inside of us. It's what we've been talking about here on Wednesday nights, isn't it? Anyhow, this is what Jesus is talking about here. So the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Why aren't your peeps fasting?" And Jesus and his disciples were being judged by others by whether or not they were keeping a man-made law or not. Nowhere have I been able to find where it's written, "Thou shalt fast." I haven't found that commandment yet. Now, here's how I look at it. We're teaching this here Wednesday night. There's a difference between me saying to you, "Stop smoking," and the Holy Spirit gently nudging you and whispering to you, "Hey, bub, I think you've had enough." You see, there's a big difference between the two. And the great thing is, the Holy Spirit will, in turn, empower you to do what he says. And for you to stop smoking, stop drinking, stop overeating, stop lusting, stop viewing pornography, stop illicit sex, stop swearing, stop stealing. But let's you and I leave the convicting of sin up to the Holy Spirit of God. If you ask me, he's pretty good at it. You see, the law commands, stop. Stop smoking. Stop drinking. Stop overeating. Stop lusting. Stop illicit sex. Stop swearing. But the Holy Spirit empowers. And instead of stop, it's no more smoking. No more drinking. No more of these things. He gives us the power to do these. God's good and righteous laws are kept by the Holy Spirit inside of us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, verse 23, "Now it happened that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain." Now, King James says ears of corn. Really, the word setos here is grain. "So the Pharisees said to him, 'Look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?'" All right, now what did they mean by that? Well, I'll show you again. Back to the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 20, starting in verse 8. Let me read it to you. You can turn there if you'd like. Exodus 20. God says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you will labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it you will do no work, you nor your son nor your daughter, nor your male servant nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor to stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. And he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, or set it apart, sanctified it. Now Jesus' response to these legalists was this. He said to them, have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry, he and those with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, except for the priests, and he gave some to those who were with him. And he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. In other words, they misunderstood the purpose of the command and the whole purpose of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was instituted because God loves you and he doesn't want you to kill yourself with work, but to rest like he did. Refrain from work this one day a week. Very thoughtful command and still practiced today. I wish I practiced it. Good Lord, I need a day off. You know, go to Chick-fil-A today. I challenge you to try to get some waffle fries and a waffle fries and a glass of lemonade and see what happens. Guess what? You ain't going to get it. No matter which Chick-fil-A you go to, you're not getting any chicken today or waffle fries. Because they're still obedient to this day. Granted, the day's changed, but they still honor this day. All right, let's pick it up here now. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there with a withered hand, and they watched him, whether or not he would heal on the Sabbath day, so that they might accuse him. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he said unto him, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored, as whole as the other. Well, this is the first time we see this emotion in the Son of God. Anger and grief. This is Jesus' response many times to religious leaders. He's angry at them and grieved with them.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.